Joining us now by phone, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning, and I hope you're having a beautiful morning.
Gorgeous.
After such a clear night with a full moon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, quite spectacular. A number of clear days in a row. You know, we had started off the month, we had clouds, persistent clouds left over from the end of March, and then since then we've had these spectacularly beautiful clear days, but we've also had chilly nights, and of course, you being where you are, you're very familiar with what east winds can do to things, and of course, that's what we've had with east winds. So the cool nights and the east winds have slowed our early spring that we've mm-hmm. been having a little bit, not enough to make a big notice, and plus there's still plenty of early things, but it is not quite as spectacular as it was there for a while. The clear nights also are just excellent for migration. Many of the songbirds migrate at night, and when we have clear nights in spring, you know, you can expect when you go out the next day, there's going to be something new that was not there the day before. Now, not all these birds sing immediately. Some of them do, and that's always what we appreciate, the ones that sing immediately, but a lot of them don't. They come in kind of silently, and then after they've settled a bit, then they might do some singing. But, boy, I sure have had a lot of that happening this past week. If we go back in the past week and take a look, I had a starting on the 30th of March, the first flicker showed up. On the 31st, I saw bluebirds. On the 31st also was the loon out on the lake, which is really amazing when you think of it. You know, typically on the 31st of March, the lake is still under ice.
Mm-hmm.
Here we have the first loon already showing up. And then as we got into April, on the 1st of April, I saw a pair of yellow legs flying over a type of shorebird. And they show up every year. They're pretty early migrant every year, but it was just that we were at the right place at the right time. You know, we heard them calling and then watched, and sure enough, they flew right over us. And then speaking of being at the right place at the right time, when I continued to walk, we went past a pond. This pond, very close to the road, tends to get a lot of different ducks. And this particular day when we were there, that was April 1st, that was last Sunday, there was a few mallards on the duck, on the pond and so forth. And then as we watched, a pair of wood ducks flew in, and it was followed by a third wood duck. Well, that third wood duck was followed very closely by a peregrine falcon. And we don't usually see peregrine falcons going through their dive of trying to catch a duck, as this one was doing. Now, as happens with lots and lots and lots of predators, it failed. It did not catch it, and then it flew off. But just the fact of seeing something like that is really remarkable. Those of us who are older can remember the name peregrine falcon used to be called duck hawk for that reason. They used to be feeding on ducks. Continuing the migration then, on the 2nd of April, I saw and heard winter wren, one of our tiniest birds we have, but has a very long song. Her first hermit thrush showed up. On the 3rd was the first of the warblers, the yellow rump warbler. Now, yellow rump warblers are almost always the first warbler to appear, but it's usually, I've never seen one in this far north before about the 15th before. So this year, wow, the 3rd of April already. And then also on the 3rd, we had the phoebe show up in our backyard. It showed up on that day a bit silent, but the next day already it started singing, and it's still singing. I just heard it a few minutes ago in the backyard again, and that was the 3rd of April. On the 4th of April, I finally saw the great blue heron. That's a bird that I was expecting earlier, and I didn't see it until now. Now, I assume they've probably been around, but I just didn't see it. And then a couple more to add to it were yesterday. Yesterday was the yellow-bellied sapsucker. Yellow-bellied sapsuckers are a kind of woodpecker, and yes, they actually do feed on sap. You probably have seen their drilling holes they make in trees. When they come back and there's still a sap flow going on, they will often make a line of holes mm-hmm. in a tree feeding on the sap. When they fly away, that sap continues to drip, and a number of other critters come after it. And I've gotten some really good pictures of butterflies that come to places like that to feed on it, the butterflies that come out in the early spring. The sapsucker does a type of drumming in the woods as well, like a lot of the woodpeckers do, and they tend to find things that are really noisy. We have sheet metal on some of our trees in the yard, and in a few years ago, that was discovered by the sapsuckers, and they found that at the 5 o'clock in the morning, if they go to the sheet metal, they can do a good job of being an alarm clock. I had a group of kids out for a walk one time in Jay Cook State Park, and we were way back in the woods, and I heard this rattling noise going on, and that's obviously a woodpecker drumming on something metal, but we're way back in the woods. Well, what had happened was a sapsucker found the only metal thing around, which was a sign, on a trail sign, and banged away on that to make its noise. That was yesterday. They just came back, and then this morning, out on the walk, I heard the first ruby crown kinglet. Ruby crown kinglet is another very tiny bird we have here, but when they come back, they sing. They're often associated with the ice out time. Well, this year, it's of course, ice out was so early, and the ruby crown kinglet was early too. I usually expect a ruby crown kinglet to be somewhere around the 20th of April, so more or less 2 weeks early. In addition to that, I saw garter snakes this week. I saw a whole cluster of them. They hibernate as a group. And when they wake up and it's a clear day, and this particular place, it was out in the sun. It was not in that east wind that I was talking about. And so they were congregating, just basking in the sun. And nearby was a painted turtle out also basking in the sun, taking advantage of it. We still have the three kinds of frogs, chorus frog, wood frog, and spring peepers calling. It's interesting. Last night at dusk, I visited a pond where spring peepers were calling in really loud amounts. That very same pond yesterday morning was covered. So that shows you how the critters are very well adapted to this kind of conditions. In the world of insects, I talked about some butterflies being around, but this week on the 4th, I saw the first dragonfly already.
No.
Green darned dragonfly. That's like 2 weeks earlier than I usually see them. They are migratory, and so when they show up, it means that, you know, the weather has been warm further south. Mm-hmm. They'll just continue, and they'll move further north. Most dragonflies spend the winter as an immature form underwater, but not the green darner. And so the green darner, I think if I look back on my records every year, it's always the first dragonfly to appear. I haven't seen this yet. Any day now, however, I expect to see the first bumblebee. And the first bumblebee is the queen. She survives from the winter under logs and so forth. And when it gets to be April, she goes out and starts flying around over grassy areas looking for a place to start the new family. And I haven't seen that yet, but I wouldn't be surprised any day now. The tree leafing is continuing to go on. Like I said, it slowed down a little bit, but it's still out there. Our lilacs are putting on a nice amount of leaves. The fly honeysuckle, it's a little honeysuckle bush that grows in the woods, is also doing some leafing out. Our forsythia is in bloom just beautifully. Yesterday, I went a little south of here. I went to southern Douglas County in Wisconsin. And I was amazed at the difference there. Down there, the quaking aspens were already leafing out. Mm-hmm. Now, that's going to happen here probably within a week if it's already going on there. What has slowed a bit is the spring wildflowers. There's, except for hepatica, I haven't seen any at all yet. I expect, though, with some more clear days and maybe days that are a little bit warmer, we will start seeing that, and perhaps more rain. We could certainly use more moisture. There is quite a concern of fires now, and I'm sure you're very aware of that.
Yep.
But we could certainly use more moisture, and there is a possibility of rain in the forecast for later this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, April is certainly busting out all over, so enjoy it.
Thank you, Larry. Talk to you next week.
Sure. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Larry Weber, twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He's recently retired. He writes for a couple of periodicals and joins us every Saturday morning at 9:30. Although next week, just a heads up, we're going to talk to him at 9 o'clock rather than 9:30. So if you love Larry's segment as I do, you probably want to tune in at 9 next week.